The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
4 to 5, end of Brady, good afternoon. The very latest on the London fire.
Well, we just heard from the fire brigade, an update from their chief, Danny Cotton, and she has told reporters that the building is now structurally unsafe for her to send any more of her officers into. So it's a big smouldering shell of a building now, and believe it or not, there is still some pockets of fire going. We're, 28 hours after the alarm was raised? Staggering, really. We've seen some brilliant communities, people rallying together, bringing down clothing, shoes, toiletries, food, water, you name it, blankets. It's been a brilliant effort by London. People have really turned out, and people have gone down to the mosques as well, and they've really helped. And a lot of questions being asked, just how could this have happened in Britain in 2017?
Yeah, so still structurally unsafe. Is the fear here, Ender, that the building will collapse? And therefore, I assume as well, the official death toll is still only at 12, but is there the fear that there are a number of burnt bodies still in the building?
Yeah, I think that's the awful truth. I think the awful truth is that there are many, many more people dead in this. 12 is the confirmed number of fatalities. Papers are speculating and doing the sums, and they reckon there were 600 people in that building. The fire brigade say they rescued 65.
Now,
obviously, a lot of people will have got out of their own volition. We don't know where it will end, but it's just staggering that a building that size, that the alarm wasn't raised more quickly, that there wasn't a sprinkler system in place, and that if it is true that this was an electrical fault with the fridge, that has caused the entire thing to go up. And then this issue of the cladding that was put on the outside, you know, to make the building look better so others wouldn't have to stare at a big, ugly 1970s tower block. You know, that was primarily the reason the cladding was put in the first place, to make it more aesthetically pleasing in the borough of Kensington. Some serious questions to be asked about that, because by all accounts, it was plastic cladding on the outside, and you do wonder if that accelerated the fire.
Yeah, and there's some investigations here about similar buildings as well. Now, just very quickly onto some Premier League news. Manchester United has bought a new defender.
Yeah, he's Swedish, he's 22, approximately $60 million to bring him over from the Portuguese league where he's been playing. Victor Lindelof is his name. They've been after him for quite some time. Mourinho reshaping his defence for next season. $60 million, Australian.
Ender Brady, thank you. We will check in with you tomorrow, 3 to 5.